Coach, this was a game that seemed like your offense just really struggled to find its rhythm, and the shots around the rim and in the paint just didn't go down for you tonight.
Oh, yeah, it definitely didn't. You know, that first half we had some easy shots, some easy layups that we missed, just roll right off the rim. We had some wide open threes that didn't go down that we normally would make. It was just, you know, it was that kind of day that happens sometimes. And when that happens, we got to hang our hat on defense, and we got to be able to play better defense in order to get stops and get easy buckets in transition. So I thought that was the difference in the game.
Well, sure, certainly the first half, I don't know if your defense was great, but the second half, certainly they scored a lot more. Banks got free, got hot. What changed defensively, if anything, or did Banks just get going?
Banks got going. He was able to get it going and knock down some shots. Once you see those shots go in, a shooter like that, the basket gets bigger, and that's what happened. That basket got bigger for him, and he was able to knock down those shots, and, you know, it just made for a long night for us. We tried different things to slow him down. We couldn't slow him down. We was able to get Luke in foul trouble, so that was a good thing for us, but, you know, that just enabled Banks to get going and knock down those shots, so we just got to bounce back, you know. That's how it goes.
Saw some zone from you tonight. I don't know if I say quite a bit of it, but at least, what, 15, 20 possessions maybe. Seemed like it worked for a while. Did you not like it, or why did you go back?
The zone was really good, but as soon as they started to penetrate and kick to Banks, Banks hit a couple threes, and I didn't like that. So that's when I went back man-to-man. But, you know, it's still the same thing, attention to details, paying attention to details and knowing what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to guard him. We got to guard him the right way, which we didn't, and he got loose, and that's the game right there. So, you know, we do a great job of getting the game plan together, and now we got to do a better job of executing the game plan.
Seemed like St. Bonaventure was maybe more athletic and able to get up and down the floor than we anticipated. I was impressed with their ability to keep up with you guys on the fast break, which we thought might be an advantage.
We did a great job of trying to slow those guys down and getting out in transition, which we did. But they were able to, you know, make us miss and get the boards and now turn those into the points on the other end. They are faster than we thought. They are bigger than what we thought. All of that definitely played a part into it and seeing those guys. And, you know, we just got to move forward. Next up is Notre Dame. We got to be prepared for those guys. It's a different style. They want us to do the same thing, spread out and shoot threes. So we got to do a great job there as well.
Coach, one thing that was a positive for your offense today, you only had 9 turnovers. I believe that may be a season low. Was that somewhat a product of the type defense they play, or do you feel you were better with the ball tonight?
No, I thought we were better with the ball tonight. I thought we did a better job of taking care of the ball. We had 13 assists, so that's more than what we've been getting. So we moved the ball pretty well, you know, especially for the score that we've had. And, you know, that was one thing positive. So hopefully we can keep it in that range of not, you know, turning the ball over tremendously.
Certainly was a frustrating day for Rayshon Agee. He got those 2 quick fouls. He never could really get in the flow of the game. What can you do to maybe get him going a little bit?
The biggest thing is, you know, he has to be ready to go when the game starts. He has to, you know, be ready to play. You don't have time to warm up and get ready for the game. You have to be ready when the game starts. And I think for him, you know, he takes his time and that stuff, and, you know, now it's starting to affect him, so we got to make some adjustments.
Also, Willie Lightfoot, today we saw another sort of a flash of what he can do. He missed some shots, but he did wreak some havoc out there, and maybe his minutes can incrementally increase here?
Well, we'll see. You know, he's still a freshman at the end of the day, so up and down in the way he is, you know, and it's just so hard. There's no telling what you're getting from day to day, so that's the thing. You know, it's hard to say, yeah, he's going to play consistent minutes more when you don't know what you're getting from day to day. So that's just the issue right now.
What about Anthony McComb? We saw him briefly, and he did a couple good things, couple bad things in his debut. But what about his role? Might it be a little bigger?
Ant may have the opportunity to play more, you know, once he practices a little more and get adjusted to the offense and the defense. He's way ahead defensively than he is offensively. So he knows the defensive schemes pretty well and what he's doing on the defensive end, and he plays hard. So that helps a lot of the stuff right there for him. And, you know, now we just got to see if he can do it consistently.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you back in Bowling Green.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall today in St. Bonaventure, 81-68.